The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. It is 9 p.m. Eastern. It is June 10th, Wednesday night, and we're going to give everybody just a moment here on Facebook Live a chance to hop on. I know that we are a little bit later than we normally are typically to jump onto this broadcast. But as many of you guys know, we're in a transition period right now. My family and I are moving from one state to another state, and there's a lot of things that has to be done. So we try to fit these in when we can. So first of all, I want to welcome everybody. If this is your first time joining us here via by Facebook Live or by YouTube, or maybe you're listening by podcast, again, we welcome you to the broadcast. If you are here on Facebook Live, as we see many of you guys hopping on, please let me know if this is your first time and where you guys are joining us from. We always love to hear some feedback on where, what state or what country you're joining us from. We have many folks that come in even outside the United States that join us. And we, again, always appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day or evening to hop onto the broadcast. Again, we welcome our podcasters and our YouTube audience as well tonight. So today, I want to talk a little bit about what we blogged about. I did a blog on this a couple days ago, and this thing went viral. An aggregate news site or website, rather, picked it up. And we've gotten a lot of views on this thing. And this is just something that the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart a few days ago. And I believe we're exactly where Paul spoke to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And I'm going to read this, and I want to home in on one phrase that Paul speaks of here. And I believe that we're seeing this come to fruition in our lifetime. And this is what it says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. But know this, that in the last days, some translations say in the latter days, perilous times. Somebody say that with me. Say, perilous times will come. Not it may come or it could come. Paul told Timothy, in the latter days, the end days, the last days, however you want to coin that or phrase that, he said, it's not a matter of if, but when perilous times come. And we're going to break down that word in just a second. He said, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of what is good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness but denying its power. And that's where I want to stop tonight. And I want to home in on perilous. Are we truly seen and living in perilous times? Paul tells us that the latter days or the last days will be defined and marked by perilous times. When we read this from the English translation or the Western perspective of the Word of God, when we read this just from a general perspective, we read this as perilous. But we want to dig deeper because the New Testament was written in Greek. So we want to pull back the curtain, if you would, and we want to kind of see what Paul was talking about and why he used this word perilous. The Greek word here for perilous is defined as dangerous, treacherous, and violent. I want to say that again. The word perilous here that Paul used and emphasized that would be the highlight of the last days, he said it would be a word that would be defined as dangerous, treacherous, and violent. Now, folks, if you don't think that we're living in dangerous, treacherous, and violent times, I challenge you to, first of all, get out of the cave that you're in. Come out of the closet that you're hiding in. Come out of quarantine and go outside of your home. Turn on the mainstream media. Turn on the internet. Pick up a newspaper and read the headlines. Look what is happening in the infrastructure of our country right now. Look what is happening to our nation. And I, again, obviously speaking as an American, speaking of the United States of America, but we can even go outside of the United States of America. And we see, and I homed in a little bit about this on our last segment, and I talked about the distress of nations. That is a phrase that was coined by the apostle by Luke, the writer Luke, in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 21. He talked about the distress of nations with perplexity. Now, again, that word distress means tumultuous times, distressful times. And we homed in on a little bit about that. So it's not just the United States of America, but some say that we're even on the brink of a next civil war. And I could take 20 minutes and just elaborate on that and talk about the things that are happening, even with the police and with our nation's, like I said, the nation's infrastructure, the moral fabric of our nation that's crumbling and falling apart before our very eyes. Tammy on here said it great. She said, America's imploding from the inside. Very good point, Tammy. This is I know you guys on podcast can't see this, but we've got a lot of live Facebook viewers, and that's exactly what we're seeing. It's imploding from the inside, and this is exactly what the Roman Empire did. And you've heard me talk about this, and I'm not the only one that said this before, but other historians, theologians, and Bible scholars have pointed out there is ominous parallels between what was once the Roman Empire and what is now the present day American Empire. And if you want to know how, America could fall and very, very possibly could fall and collapse, go back and study the Roman Empire. We could, maybe I'll do a whole message on that. I think I've done that in the past, but we can bring up, there's like 16 parallels, and I can show you insane parallels between the Roman Empire and the American Empire, and we are following in the exact footsteps. But again, Paul said in the last days, we would see, humanity would see dangerous, treacherous, and violent times. We have witnessed and witnessing unprecedented levels of lawlessness, rioting, looting, violence taking place across the U.S. and now it's spilling over even outside the United States. Again, I'm going to skip down. Again, I'm reading from my blog and just kind of elaborating a little bit on this. I'm using this as kind of a backdrop or some notes here. I believe, and I want to highlight this, I believe we are seeing exactly what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ warned us about as the signs of the times, when he stated that the condition of the planet would mimic, or they would mirror, that of the days of Noah and Lot. That is very important, guys. I want to say that again. Jesus said in the book of Luke, as it were in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. The one thing you're going to discover when you study the Bible, you're going to realize why Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes, that which was is that which shall be, and there's no new thing under the sun. Who can say that if there be anything new, that it had not been done in times past? So in other words, to make this more understandable, if you want to know the future, go and look at things that happened and transpired in the past. Just as I pointed out, the Roman Empire is an absolute parallel of the modern United States. Or really, I said that backwards. The United States is an absolute parallel of the ancient Roman Empire. And Jesus said, if you want to know what it's going to be like on the earth for a generation that would be alive, and I believe that's you and I, you watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook, listening by podcast, you and I, all of us are present here, alive and living in this generation. He said that that generation would be marked and it would be noted and it would be identified as it were in the days of Noah and Lot. So again, you got to go back, and I challenge you to study the times of Noah and Lot, and you'll discover striking, frightening parallels. For example, Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. I'm going to read this. And this was the condition of the earth prior to the first judgment of water. Now, there's coming a second judgment. I don't know if you know that or not, but the Apostle Peter points that out in the New Testament. He said the first judgment upon the earth was a deluge of water, which is the flood of Noah. He said there's coming a second judgment, and it will be the earth being purged by fire. Okay, you can read that in the New Testament. It's in the writings of either, I believe it's in 1 Peter or it's in 2 Peter, but it's in there. But I want to take you back to the time of Noah, and I want you to hear this. This is the condition of the earth prior to the first judgment of water in Genesis 6, 11 through 13. Quote, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt. For all flesh," I said all flesh, "had corrupted their way upon the earth. And God spoke and said unto Noah," quote, "the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence." I want you to repeat that with me. Say, "The earth is filled with violence." This was then, not now, although, again, we're showing you a parallel, right? Listen to this. "For the earth is filled with violence through them." Oh, you didn't hear me. I'm going to say it again. God said, "The earth is filled with violence through them." Notice he said the earth is filled with violence through vessels. You know who these vessels was? These corrupt men that was on the earth. And I'm going to tell you who many of them were, and it was the giants, or these Nephilims. And you can find this, you go to the book of Genesis chapter 6, it tells you that the daughters of men had relations with the sons of God. That's a Hebrew word called B'nai Elohim, and it means the angels of God that did not hold their first estate. They were corrupt. I did a whole teaching on this, don't have time to elaborate. But nevertheless, they produced an offspring of hybrids, half angelic beings, half humanity. And that bloodline corrupted the earth. So Satan, just as he did then, he used yielded, willing, disobedient vessels. Now you say, well, hold on. How can you be willing and disobedient at the same time? Let me answer that. They were willing to be disobedient. They were not following God. Remember, God looked upon the earth and he looked for one family that was righteous, and he could not find anybody except for one family, and it was Noah and his family. And they were the ones that found grace in his sight. And that's why God chose Noah to build an ark for the saving of his family, so that when the earth would be destroyed by a flood, they would come out on the other thing, they could repopulate the earth and start over again. And by the way, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. God's not going to destroy the earth of a flood. He already told the humanity that he would never destroy the earth again of a flood. That's why we see the rainbow in the sky. By the way, you only see half of that rainbow on this side of heaven. The other half is before his throne in heaven. Read it. It's a book. It talks about that in the book of Revelation by John the Revelator. It won't be destroyed by a deluge of water, but it will be destroyed by fire. It's kind of like Sodom and Gomorrah was. All right? But listen to this. I got to read on the rest of this. "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them." Again, Satan has always used people to carry out his acts. When 9/11 happened, people said, "Who did this? Was it God? Was it Satan, or was it people?" The answer was Satan planned it, men performed it, but God permitted it. Let me say that again. Satan planned it. Men performed it, but God permitted it. Well, how can a loving God permit that? Because we are not puppets. We have a free will. And I don't have time to get into this, but I can go into the book of Ephesians. I can show you in Corinthians where he talks about the New Testament talks about the sons of disobedience in whom once we were once there and we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. In other words, we were willing vessels being used by Satan. And if you're watching this broadcast or listening to this tonight, and if you are not born again, saved by the blood of Jesus and serving him, guess what? You're not serving yourself. You're serving the devil. And you are carrying out what John 10:10 says. And that is the thief cometh not, but to what? Come on, somebody. Kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So I got to point this out real quick. Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the return of the Son of Man. Well, in the time of Noah, the entire earth, this wasn't just fringe cities. This wasn't just a handful of cities in America or in this country or in this nation. No, he says eventually the entire earth was filled with violence and corruption and evil. It kind of sounds like what Paul said in the New Testament when he said there will be perilous times in the last days. Or dangerous, treacherous, and violent times would be the mark of the last days. Tell me we're not there, my friend. And I would remind you that God is slow to anger and he's quick to forgive. He's slow to wrath and he's quick to be merciful. Now, you won't hear much preaching on this on Christian television, but even God himself has a threshold. And there is a point in which I call it the Rubicon. It's the Rubicon. There is a threshold in which God himself has no choice. Once that, whatever that line is that is crossed, we can't determine that. We are not God. He is sovereign. Only he knows. But the Bible speaks of what is called the winepress of the wrath of God. And it's depicted as a wine cup that is filled with wine. And when it overflows, God pours out that cup. And it's called the wine cup of the winepress of the wrath of God. And my friend, he pours out this cup in what is called the tribulation. So, have you ever read the book of Revelation and you begin to read about these bowl judgments and you read about these seals being broken and you read about these plagues and you read about asteroids falling upon the earth and hail, this 100-pound hailstones falling and sun scorching men and scorpions coming out of the earth and stinging men and there's this creature that comes out of a pit, the bottomless pit, and then you read about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet and people being beheaded. You read about all this stuff and you ask yourself, and then here's the part that blows your mind. You read about all this, and in the midst of all this, you read about the people on the earth. And you would think, and I would think when I read this, when you see these things happening, you would think that people will be in a state of repentance. People will be crying out to the Lord for mercy. People would be begging God to be to relent from pouring out his wrath upon the earth. But no, your Bible says in the book of Revelation, in the midst of the bowls being poured out, in the midst of the seals being broken and all these judgments falling, that men will lift up their heads to heaven and shake their fists at God and blaspheme the God of heaven. Now, maybe I'm alone, but I have asked myself, how, when I read the book of Revelation, how could humanity get to that point where the sea is being destroyed? The life in the sea is being destroyed. Animals are being wiped out. The green grass of the earth is being wiped out. The waters become bitter. Asteroids are falling on the earth. All these things are happening. And people are not repenting. They're shaking their fist at God and blaspheming the God of heaven. Friends, where do you think we're heading right now? Look at the lawlessness. Look at the disobedience. Look at the moral failure. Look at the blasphemy. They're burning. There's been churches burned down. Look what China is doing to Christians right now. Look what they're doing to churches. They're even in the midst of one of the worst plagues they've had in years, they're still unrelentful and they're still persecuting Christians, dragging them out of homes, dragging them out of the churches, burning the crosses, replacing pictures in the churches with pictures of their dictator. And you ask yourself, how are we going to get to this place in the that we read about in the book of Revelation? Well, friends, we're there. We are there. Notice here in this passage, again, that the condition of the earth in Noah's day was filled with corruption, violence. It was so bad that the Lord was grieved and prepared judgment and destruction as a result. My friends, listen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I believe as we speak, God is already fashioning and forming and preparing judgment in America. Yes, I said it, and I'll go on record to say it. And some of my brothers and sisters that deal with eschatology, and that's a big theological word for end times, the study of end times. Some of my brothers and sisters out there are saying that this is exactly what we're seeing in 2020 right now, is judgment coming upon not just America, but upon the nations as a one last wake-up call before the trumpet sounds in heaven. And I want to close with something interesting. The final portion of Paul's warning, and I want to say this. I believe we're seeing the same climate unfolding again in our lifetime. And the danger of this is the fact that this means that humanity is once again primed for major judgment from heaven. The final portion of Paul's warning goes into an even greater assessment of the condition of civilization as we come closer to the return of the Lord. And again, we pointed that out at the beginning of this segment. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, all that, what he reads right there, what he tells us, that is just going to be magnified even greater. In fact, listen to this. When reading this from a perspective of a believer, we expect the world to grow darker from understanding that prophecy has to be fulfilled. And even the scriptures state that the love of many will wax cold in the time of the end, as well as those who don't have a relationship with God will also demonstrate these characteristics and actions out of the abundance of their heart. However, the most terrifying statement is the last portion of scripture made by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, and that is the fact that in the last days, clean out your ears and listen to this, many, now he's talking to the church. He was talking to the world. Now he's talking to the church. Come on, do I have your attention now? He says, in the last days or in the time of the end, many will possess a form of godliness, but they will deny the power thereof. I want to bring this out in a different translation. I want to read this from the New Living Translation. It says this, quote, they will act religious, but they will reject the very power that can make them godly. Now you say, preacher, what are you talking about? This is a sad indictment to the modern day church. Listen to this. I wrote this in my blog. Quote, we will tolerate religious services today, but we will completely reject any solid and sound preaching and teaching that calls for repentance and the turning away of sin. This is leading to multitudes of churches today that are filled with false converts and lukewarm Christians that aren't able to even stand in the face of adversity and trials. The Apostle Paul clearly instructed us what to do when we are faced with this form of Christianity. What is this form of Christianity? It's a lukewarm, I venture to say, an apostate form of Christianity. Paul said, turn away from, or in other words, stay away, run away, and get away from anyone who claims to be a Christian, a believer, who looks religious, talks religious, acts religious, but they deny the very power of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us to operate in the earth, to draw men unto repentance and to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll take it a step further, and to heal, deliver, and set free people from bondages, from addictions, from infirmities, from sickness. Come on, somebody, from disease and death, hell, and the grave. And we're there, my friends. And I believe in this closing statement that we are indeed living in perilous times. Again, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on here to this broadcast. I want to pull up, we want to give you some information here real quick on how you guys can keep up with the ministry. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And we're going to pray before we, I'm going to give you some information, then I'm going to pray for you guys. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. As you can see here on your screen, that is going to be our main landing page. I would encourage you to go to it, subscribe to our daily digest. You'll get one digest every single day in your inbox, and it's going to keep you updated and informed of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. All right. Again, if you've not downloaded our official ETH app, what are you waiting for? It's free. As I've said before, listen, everyone likes something free. So here you go. Go to, if you've got an Apple phone, go to iTunes. Just type in End Time Headlines. It's going to come up. It's free. Download it. Give us a good review. Why? Because that'll boost our visibility and get us up there. Go, if you have an Android, we're on Google Play. Again, type in End Time Headlines. You'll find it. Download it. It's free. And when you get that app, you're going to be able to not only get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, but you can sign up for push notifications. You'll get alerts when breaking news comes or our top stories of the day come. You will also get, whenever we upload these podcasts or these messages are available on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel and all that's there on the app or the, on the app. Yes. On your hand. If you go down to the bottom, look on the bottom of that app, you're going to see a place down there where it says watch. You're going to see a place where it says listen. And that's our podcast. That's our YouTube channel. And we want to encourage you to do that so you can keep up with what we're doing. And while you're there on the bottom, if this message has been a blessing to you, this ministry continues to be a blessing to you. It encourages you. It edifies you. It equips you. It keeps you up to date with what's going on around the world from a biblical perspective. And you stand behind what we do. You support our ministry. You support our mission statement. If you'd like to sow a gift of any amount, you could do that electronically. You can go to the app. If you don't have the app yet, you can go to our official website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, look for the donate sign. If you're on the app, go to the bottom, all the way to the right. You're going to see a place where it says donate. Click on that. It'll take you to page. You can give a one-time gift or you can become a monthly partner. You can become one of our monthly partners. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, we ask that you would just be obedient to the Lord. And again, if you'd like to give by check or money order, I know some people are old school and they like to give by check or money order rather than electronically. You can do that by going to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. Again, and this is a temporary address too, guys. This is subject to change once we move our ministry to Georgia. But as of right now, it's End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, and that's Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. So as always, guys, we appreciate you coming on here and taking the time to listen to our message tonight. and being a part of that. So I'm going to get ready to pray for you. Before you do that, continue to keep myself, this ministry, and our family and our in your prayers. We are still in the process of moving. We still have to sell our house. We've been getting a lot of good feedback. We had one offer on our house, but it kind of fell through. But it just, you know, it wasn't meant to be, right? God's got the perfect family. He'll find that family, and he will draw them in. And I know God's timing is perfect. Many times we get discouraged or we get a little bit disappointed in the timing, and we think it's our timing, but it's his timing. But we know that we, you know, I rest upon Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So we appreciate you praying for his favor, praying for his blessing, and praying for his timing on all this, and it will come to pass. So again, thank you for your prayers, and I want to pray for you guys. Guys, listen, before we do that, we haven't reported this on End Time Headlines, but we got an alert saying that a lot of my folks, a lot of our people, even up in the northern parts of Indiana, Michigan, and different places, apparently there were some bad winds that came. Well, now, we got some winds today, and it was kind of the a stray of that, or kind of like a, I guess, a clipping of that from the south of it. But the bad stuff was up north and knocked out power, flipped over semis and all kinds of stuff. And we'll, you'll see that. We'll report that here in a little bit on ETH. But pray for our brothers and sisters up there. Obviously, pray, keep those in prayer that it's right in the midst of all this civil unrest, protesting, violence, looting, all these cities that are on edge. We are going to continue to keep you in prayer, continue to keep you covered and by the profession of the blood of Jesus over you. And let's do that right now. Father in heaven, I thank you for those individuals that have joined us tonight or tomorrow, whenever they've watched this, either live or by the rebroadcast, by YouTube, Facebook, by podcast, or however they may be listening. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon them and upon their families, upon their lives, upon their marriages, upon their children, their finances, and all that they lay their hands to do. I pray, God, that you would highly favor them, bless them, encourage them, and strengthen them. I ask that you would send your resources from heaven, Lord, to protect and keep those that are living in places of volatile situations right now, that are maybe in the inner city places of that are being looted and that are seeing violence. God, I ask that you would manifest your word in Psalm 91 over them, that they may see 1,000 at thy left and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh their dwelling. But you shall put your angels in charge over them and protect them and keep them in all of their ways, God. Father, I plead and profess the blood of Jesus over every individual under the sound of my voice or that are watching this tonight. And Lord, I'm asking, Father, that you would draw any individual that may be watching or listening tonight and they're not right with you. They've strayed from you. They don't have a relationship with you. They're backslid. They're into things they shouldn't. God, I'm asking that you would draw them by the Holy Spirit unto repentance. And as they cry out unto you, as they call out unto you, Lord, you said in your word, call unto me and I will answer you. In Jeremiah 33:3, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Lord, you said in your word that you are nigh unto those with a broken heart and save as such that has a contrite spirit. You said if we draw near to you, that you would draw near to us. And Lord, we rest in our assurance of that word, knowing that, Father, you came to save the lost. And you're drawing them in by the Holy Spirit. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men into you. So we lift up the name of Jesus tonight, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor for this word tonight. And we give you honor and glory for what you're doing through the lens of this camera or through this podcast and touching and restoring and drawing people back into the kingdom. And it's in Jesus' name, God's people said, amen and amen. So guys, again, thank you again for taking the time to hop on here tonight. We're going to sign off for today. I'm going to try my best. I'm not going to make any promises because, again, we are in a transition. And if anybody's ever moved from one state to another state, you know that it is very difficult and it's very time consuming. I'm going to make every effort possible to get back on here on Friday because I do have a word. I've got a word that I want to get to you guys. And so I'm hoping that we'll be able to do that Friday. And if so, it'll probably be somewhere between, I'd say 6 and 9 p.m. Eastern, like we did tonight. So until then, guys, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.